This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, a Texas church deals with the sudden death of their pastor and wife. That story right after this short message.
When it comes to choosing a college, campus visits are important. But 2020 has made it tough to tour your top picks. At Liberty University, we understand, so we offer a variety of visiting opportunities. Tour campus from home with a virtual tour, or visit campus for a few hours for a daily campus tour. Dig a little deeper with Experience LU, a single-day event where you'll tour campus, meet with faculty and staff, and sample on-campus dining locations. Pick your perfect visit by texting VISIT to 49596. Again, that's VISIT to 49596.
On Thursday, September 24th, Pastor Kenny Comstock, his wife Melissa, and their three young children were heading in their family truck to spend some time in Ruidoso, New Mexico, when a driver in a Mercedes crossed the center line and crashed into their Ford pickup truck that Pastor Kenny was driving. Sadly, Pastor Comstock passed into eternity at the scene, and his wife of 12 years, Melissa, succumbed to her injuries at the hospital and followed her husband into heaven. Their three children, Natalie, age 6, Camden, 4, and Carver, 1, survived the crash. Camden needed surgery, but is expected to make a full recovery. Pastor Kenny had been the executive pastor and a teaching pastor at Crossroads Church in Odessa, Texas, since 2011. The Crossroads Church family has been in shock since the announcement from lead pastor Jeremiah Rammer, who posted the tragic news on the church's Facebook page. The message said that, "In moments like this, we turn to the Word of God in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. The Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles. Please pray for God's comfort for Kenny's and Melissa's families as they mourn the loss of their son and daughter, brother and sister. Continue to pray for their children, who are beginning life without their mom and dad." In the church's Sunday morning service, Pastor Rammer said that, "Today we are doing what Kenny would want us to do, and that is turning people towards Jesus, the only place we believe people find hope in the midst of tragedy, in the midst of sorrow and sadness like this. We just believe the only place you can turn to is Jesus, so we're turning to Him." Pastor Kenny lived by a statement that he shared on his website. He recited the declaration to himself every morning. "Today, I will be obedient to my calling, faithful to my family, intentional with my ministry, operating always with excellence and integrity." The loss of Pastor Kenny and Melissa is hard to comprehend. In Psalms chapter 68, the psalmist writes about God that He is a father to the fatherless, a defender of widows is God in His holy dwelling. He sets the lonely in families. Please be praying for Pastor Kenny and Melissa's children that they will know God as their father, and that the lonely children would truly be set in a loving, God-fearing family so that they too can say, "Today, I will be obedient to my calling, faithful to my family, intentional with my ministry, operating always with excellence and integrity," just like their dad. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.